AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Trump administration is restricting the number of refugees it admits into the country to 7,500, and they will mostly be white South Africans. It's a dramatic drop after the U.S. previously allowed in hundreds of thousands of people fleeing war and persecution from around the world. As the government shutdown continues, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is looking to the White House for an ending.
We can find a path forward, but it's not going to come from Republicans in the House and the Senate at the leadership level. It's got to come from the Trump administration saying the American people have had enough of this Republican shutdown, have had enough of the refusal to deal with the health care crisis.
Speaker Mike Johnson says Jeffries and Chuck Schumer are feeling pressure.
They can feel the political winds, and they know that they have to continue to act belligerently in order to gain the favor of the far left. It's their own political survival that they had put in front of the needs of the entire country.
President Trump says he's decided to lower his combined tariff rates on imports of Chinese goods to 47% after talks with China's leader Xi Jinping on curbing fentanyl trafficking.
I think it was a very friendly meeting. It was a good meeting for two very large, powerful countries. And that's the way we should get along.
On social media, the president appeared to suggest the U.S. will resume testing nuclear weapons for the first time in three decades. Russia is targeting Ukraine's power grid again, causing outages across the country and killing six people. Israel's military says Palestinian militants handed over remains of two hostages in the latest indication the fragile ceasefire agreement is moving ahead, despite Israeli strikes on Gaza this week. Citing an AP investigation, a group of 11 Democratic senators are raising concerns about the use of full-body restraints on deportation flights. This is AP News. The European Central Bank left a key interest rate unchanged at 2%.
The decision to keep the deposit rate in place comes as inflation remains under control and European businesses weather the impact of higher US tariffs better than previously feared. This is the third time in a row that the European Central Bank has decided to keep the rate at 2%. It has entered a holding pattern after cutting the rate from 4% to snuff out double-digit inflation caused by the rebound from the pandemic and higher energy prices. A positive economic outlook has taken pressure off to enact another cut, but growth still remains modest. I'm Karen Chamas.
The IOC and Saudi Arabia have canceled their 12-year deal to host video gaming esports Olympics in Riyadh. It's a rare failure for the Saudi-backed sports project that is a key part of Vision 2030, driven by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Saudi Arabia already hosts the Esports World Cup. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.